The relationship between volcanoes and hurricanes. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, as we are just about a month away from the official start of the 2012 hurricane season, we can probably start to expect the usual predictions to start blowing in on how active or inactive it will be. But a new study may help make those predictions more accurate in the future, as it suggests that eruptions of very large volcanoes can reduce the number and intensity of hurricanes in the Atlantic Ocean for as long as the next 3 years. The study, published last month in the Journal of Geophysical Research, looked at the impact of the 1982 eruption of El Chicón in Mexico and the 1991 eruption of Pinatubo in the Philippines. In the year following each eruption, both the frequency and intensity of the hurricanes were reduced by about half compared to the year prior. The theory behind it all is that large volcano eruptions can reduce global temperatures, including ocean surface temperatures, and of course, hurricanes love warm water. However, uncertainties remain since following both eruptions, there was also a strong El Niño event, which also tends to reduce hurricane activity. But then again, several studies suggest that large volcanic eruptions can lead to El Niño events. However, experts warn that even a season that produces few storms can still be dangerous. For example, the 1992 hurricane season following the Pinatubo eruption only produced 6 Atlantic hurricanes, but one of those was Hurricane Andrew, the most destructive storm in U.S. history before Hurricane Katrina. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.